This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for today's show.
Well, happy 2009, Jennifer. It's a new year, and we're excited to be back on A Pirate's Life for Me to bring you great alumni stories and share news and activities from the Alumni Association.
That's right, Paul, and we'll start off the new year with this morning's guest, who is Tim Nolan from the class of 1982. He is a performer and an entertainer, and is probably best known for his Guinness Book of World Records, Bounce Juggling World Record.
Have you seen him on YouTube?
I have. It's pretty darn amazing.
It's unbelievable. If you have access to the internet, go to YouTube and just type in Tim Nolan juggling or Tim Nolan tricks, and you will be wowed and amazed. It's pretty amazing to see the tricks that Tim performs, and we'll bring you his story in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about what's going on at the Alumni Association.
Well, Paul, I want to ask you about the Pirate Party on Beale Street and the pregame buffet that were in Memphis last week. I wasn't able to make it.
That's right. We are back from Memphis from our January 2nd bowl appearance in the Liberty Bowl. It was a great trip. You know, we won on Beale Street with having more fans down there and having more excitement, and our party was just...
Well, and wasn't there like a band battle or something too?
Well, and then the next day, right, game day, there was the Battle of the Bands. We won that. We won Beale Street. The only thing we didn't win was the game. And
well, we had no control over that.
We had no control over that. But it was a great, great bowl trip. The Liberty Bowl is a great bowl, and it is not your... made-for-television bowl. There were days of activities, and it was just a celebration for both teams of a season well played. And so it was a great trip down there. The Pirate Party on Beale Street was unbelievable. Over 1,500 Pirates joined us,
wow.
And we had rented out four bars and restaurants that were all connected to each other right there on Beale Street, Rum Boogie Cafe, all the way up the block. We have pretty much had half the city block, and it was unbelievable. It was just a great time, great to see so many folks from all around the Pirate Nation converge on Memphis and celebrate our season. And at that point, we were getting ready to go take on a SEC opponent in Kentucky.
Well, and I have to say, from the television standpoint, ESPN did a really good job of covering both sides of the fans.
Yeah.
And I saw Pirate fans, you know, throughout the whole game. And the little boy that looked like Elvis, that was awesome.
Yeah, there were a lot of Elvis impersonators in the stands on Beale Street. It was just, you know, if you've never been to Memphis, it's a great city. It's a lot of fun. And they were, they put on a good show. They were prepared to have... a major bowl like the Liberty Bowl there. The pregame was unbelievable. The tailgate and the Battle of the Bands, and there were over 3,000 people in this barn, which they decorated, you know, red, white, and blue for the Liberty Bowl colors. And it was just an amazing atmosphere. It was just a great time right up until about the last 6 minutes of the game.
Well, I'm so happy that things went well there and glad to have you back.
Absolutely. Can't wait for next year.
That's right. We'll keep our fingers crossed that we'll be there again. Well, Paul, the Alumni Association is pleased to introduce a new program called Deans on Deck, which will foster communication and knowledge sharing between the university's deans and alumni and friends of our colleges and schools. Our first Deans on Deck event will be held on Thursday, January 29th at 6 p.m. at the Capital City Club in Raleigh. And our guests are going to be Deans Dr. Rick Niswander, Dean of the College of Business, and Dr. Paul Cunningham, who is Dean and Senior Associate Vice Chancellor for Medical Affairs at the Brody School of Medicine. So anyone with an interest in the College of Business or the Brody School of Medicine is welcome to attend. We do have a small fee for this. It's $10 per person for Alumni Association members and $15 for non-members. And you can visit our website at piratealumni.com or call the Alumni Center at 800 ECU Grad if you'd like to attend.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event. And boy, too...
Excuse me.
Sorry about that. It's going to be a great event, and we're bringing two of our wonderful deans that we have on campus. And it's a timely event, too.
Yeah.
Not only are these guys going to be able to give you an update on what's going on in their school and colleges, but with the state of the economy and the state of healthcare in this country,
right.
I can't think of two better experts to answer questions on those two topics. And so if you attend that event at the Capital City Club on January 29th in Raleigh, you will have the opportunity to get your questions answered and to hear about all the great things that are going on at your East Carolina University.
Yeah.
Now, did you know, Jennifer, that April is Service Month?
I was aware of that, yes.
Probably because you work at the Alumni
That could be why.
Well, we have chosen April as Service Month to honor the spirit of Sawire, which is the university's motto and the name of our magazine, and asks that all alumni and friends from across the Pirate Nation take time to lend a hand in your community. There will be service projects going on all over the Pirate Nation. Our regional contacts are busy putting all of those together. But whether you live in an area that has a chapter that's doing something formal, or you're just a person out there listening to the show that wants to do something in terms of volunteering or helping out your community, get out there and do that, and just let us know at the Alumni Association what you're going to be involved in. Visit PirateAlumni.com/Service Month Ideas for a list of ways you can make a difference during Service Month.
And there really are a ton of great ideas, and something so simple as taking canned foods to your local food bank. Maybe you help out an elderly neighbor in the afternoon one day, or mow someone's lawn. Babysit for somebody in your family.
Absolutely.
And do it for free.
Read to a kindergarten class. And what's that website again?
It is PirateAlumni.com/Service Month Ideas.
And that's all one word. Service Month Ideas is all one word. And you can get that on our website at PirateAlumni.com.
It's really easy. Stay tuned to Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with ball trickster Tim Nolan after this commercial break.
The divisional round of the NFL playoffs kick off this Saturday at 4 on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930.
Hand off to Johnson, protects the football, slashing off the right side of the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown!
Chris Johnson and the Tennessee Titans will look to advance when they take on the stingy defense of the Baltimore Ravens. Saturday night, the Panthers are home in Charlotte as they take on Arizona. Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles head to New York to do battle with the Giants. And following that, the Red Hot Chargers face the Steelers in Pittsburgh right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. The Kings of the AM Dial.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit PirateAlumni.com for details.
Making your ride home live, local, and always entertaining. Don't miss Live at 5 with Troy, Dee, and Ellerby. Weekdays at 5 on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. The Kings of the AM Dial. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to have alumnus Tim Nolan on the show with us today. You may know Tim from his appearance on various late-night talk shows as a performer at the Super Bowl or as a Guinness Book of World Records holder for bounce juggling 11 balls. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to being on the show today.
Well, before we talk about your career as a professional juggler and basketball entertainer, let's start at the very beginning. Tim, why don't you tell us how you became an ECU Pirate?
Well, that's an interesting story. I grew up in Elizabeth City, you know, probably just a couple hours away, actually about an hour and a half away. And I had some friends of mine that were attending East Carolina, and one of them he didn't have a roommate at the time. So whenever he saw me, he said, "You're still coming to East Carolina, aren't you? You're still going to be coming to East Carolina." And of course, I graduated high school at Northeastern High School there in Elizabeth City, and I went off to college at a junior college where a lot of my friends went. And I was lucky enough to get an educational scholarship at College of the Albemarle. And whenever I saw my friend, he would say, "You're still coming to East Carolina, aren't you? You're still coming to East Carolina." Until finally I said, "You know, I'm going to look more into East Carolina." And at the time, I remember talking to my mother, and my mother said that my grandmother had gone to East Carolina, and she was lucky enough to graduate, and she had a teaching degree where she could teach just about anything. I think she had like a blank or open certificate, I guess is what they called it. And I was happy to say that I was able to influence some of my friends to go to East Carolina, and I'm happy I made that decision.
Well, Tim, we hear from so many alumni that it's the people of East Carolina that make their experience here special. Who impacted your life while you were a student at ECU?
Well, I can tell you that I had quite a few teachers and professors there. Right offhand, I can remember Dr. Grimsley, who just recently retired. He was my advisor, and also when I was doing my student teaching, he was the one that I was supposed to check in with all the time. And he was the one that sort of kept me straight and teaching or telling me different things that I need to learn. Remembering to, you know, obviously you had to get up early so that you could go over to a school to try to, when I was doing my student teaching, you know, he was giving me pointers. And, you know, a lot of times you learn discipline. And also, you know, when I was a student teacher, we used to have to write down lesson plans on what we were planning on achieving that day. And I can tell you that to this day, as a performer, I usually, before I go and do a show or each day, I'll write down, I guess you could say, sort of my lesson plan for each day, what I plan to achieve. You know, you write down what type of activities or what exactly your goals are going to be that day. And also, I can tell you some of the other people besides Dr. Grimsley, there was Dr. Hooks, Dr. Gant, Dr. Bolton, some of the people that are some of the teachers I remember having with some of the health classes I took, there was Dr. Dunn. And, you know, all of my teachers, they were firm, fair, and consistent, and that's all you can ask for.
So do you have a favorite memory from your time at ECU that you'd like to share? And I remember, Tim, it's a family show, so.
no partying on Fifth Street stories.
Right. Well, I can tell you that one thing I remember best about East Carolina, besides the people, I was happy to say that one thing that I enjoyed doing was playing a lot of intramural sports. And as everybody can remember back in those days when I was a student, there were a lot, everybody got involved in athletics and intramurals. And we were lucky enough that a lot of times I would go out and get some of my friends that were from Elizabeth City, and some other guys that I knew were good athletes. And I was pretty good at organizing a lot of the teams that I played on, and we were lucky enough to win the football championship, the flag football championship. And I think we made it to the championship game three times in a row. And I remember one year that we won it on the last play of the game. And I think that was also on my birthday. So obviously that was a pretty remarkable day.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with entertainer Tim Nolan. Well, Tim, as Paul mentioned, you've got a very unique career in the entertainment industry. You were a juggler and, I guess you could say, a ball trickster. How did you get interested in this specialized form of entertainment?
Well, that's a good question. When I was young, I always enjoyed watching people that were good at what they did, whether if it was a certain type of sport or activity or whatever. And I can remember, you know, watching old clips of Ed Sullivan or maybe Johnny Carson and seeing performers on there, especially people that were jugglers and performers, magicians. And when I was, I remember in the mid-70s, I went up to Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia, and I saw a guy juggling, and I said, wow, that's something I would love to be able to do. And I remember I went home and started practicing, and I slowly but surely gained the skills of a juggler, but then I decided that, you know, you needed to go out and, how do you go about finding jobs and performing and everything else? And I can say that my time at East Carolina, I took some speech classes and also as a, training to be a teacher, I got a chance to be in front of an audience every day. And when I was doing my student teaching, I went over to Southwest Edgecombe over there near the Rocky Mount area. And while I was there, we set up an activity class where I taught the kids how to juggle. And there was a handful of kids that became quite good, and they allowed us to put on a school assembly. And part of that school assembly, I believe other schools found out about it and hired us. And I went there and did a show and involved some of the kids. And then one thing led to another, and more schools found out about it. And that's sort of one way that started my juggling career, doing a lot of schools. And I think I spent probably once I graduated, I spent about 2 years on the road doing school assemblies throughout the East. And, that's one thing that sort of got me starting my performing career.
So, Tim, talk a little bit about some of the tricks that you do with various props, be it basketballs, juggling pins, rings, anything you use in your act.
Right. Yeah, normally in my act, I do a lot of juggling, and it's a lot of audience participation, some comedy, and, a lot of juggling that I really enjoy doing. And as you mentioned, I do hold the world record for bounce juggling, 11 balls. And back in the late 80s, I set a record for bounce juggling 9, and then afterwards I did 10, and then now I've done 11. So if you ever anybody out there picks up an old Guinness Book of Records, sometimes you might see a picture of me in a few of the editions. And some years they don't mention bounce juggling, but I believe in the 2008 edition, my name's listed in there. But some of the other things that I do juggle are rings and clubs, and also I do some dangerous items such as torches and knives. And there's some props that I do. My specialty I consider is the ball bouncing, where instead of tossing balls up in the air, it's almost like dribbling balls. But they're balls about the size of a tennis ball that you use. And also another thing that I do are the basketball trick shots, which a lot of people may have seen some of the clips of me on YouTube, which is how Jimmy Kimmel Live and a few other places noticed me. If anybody goes on to YouTube, if you click on my name, type in my name, Tim Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, or if you type in Trick Shot Tim, I think there's also a guy who does pool shots by that name, but if you type in Trick Shot Tim, you should be able to notice some of the videos of me. There's one specifically that's about 2 minutes long, and it shows probably my best bounce juggling tricks as well as some of the best basketball trick shots that I do. And also, if anybody else is interested, I do have there's a DVD that I sell on, it's on eBay. You just type in basketball trick shots. There's a video, a DVD on there that I think it sells for like $10 that has all the trick shots I've ever made. And some of them I've done where you throw at the length of the court, a triple bounce in, another shot I made where I threw it over a house, juggling 5 balls and shooting one in, some balcony shots, and some of the shots have been shown on different shows, some Guinness TV shows, as well as America's Funniest Home Videos and a few others.
Well, Tim, actually, you're talking about some of the appearances that you've made, be it on television or
right.
In person in different places. And I understand that you've performed at the White House, too. Tell us about some of the very special appearances that you've made.
Right. Yeah, that's true. A few years back, I was invited to go to the White House to perform. It was during the Easter holiday. They had several things going on. And this was when the first President Bush was in the White House. So I got a chance to, they had other entertainers there at the same time. So they had an Easter egg hunt, a lot of kids that were there, and also they had certain performers were chosen to you know, put on a few minutes of entertainment for the president, his wife, and a few other groups of people that, later in the evening. So that was definitely one of the high points, getting to meet the president performing at the White House. And I felt right at home at the White House. sat down, took my shoes off, and fed the dog.
Wow. We're talking with 1982 graduate and Guinness Book of World Records holder Tim Nolan, and you're listening to A Pirate Life for Me. Well, Tim, you mentioned your YouTube clips, and we've seen some of them, and they're unbelievable, you know, with the basketball tricks in particular. How do you figure out just where to bounce the ball or to make it go? We see the YouTube video, but how many takes does something like that take? How much practice does it to perfect that? And especially if you're going to do it in a show and you want it to work the first time you do it, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, that's a very good question. You guys are doing a good job. I can tell you that I think a lot of it comes from my background as a juggler. You know, I'm throwing balls off of a wall and catching it. And it got to the point that when I used to play basketball, I always enjoyed knowing the fundamentals, but I always enjoyed somebody like Pete Maravich, who did some of the unusual tricks. You know, not only could they play the game the right way, but they could put on a show too, such as like the Harlem Globetrotters. So what happened is that I just more or less go about by trial and error. I'll be thinking of a certain shot. And, you know, even as a kid, you might dribble around and in your backyard throw a ball over a backboard, you know, a strange shot like that, or throw it off of a wall. I think everybody's done something like
right,
that. But
right.
I try to take it to a different level. And a lot of times when I'm driving around, or if I see a basketball goal, I'll look around. I mean, even now I'm thinking about big shots, such as, you know, shooting a ball off of a 10-story building and throwing it down and hitting a house and the top of a house and then have it ricochet to their backyard goal. But I think a lot of it is...
So you're really into physics then, right?
Well, that's one class I don't think I did that well in at East Carolina. But, yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, just looking at angles and things like that. But getting back to that about the trick shots, a lot of those I call... Some of them are what I call once-in-a-lifetime shot that I'm just trying to videotape just so that I could prove to myself that I can make it and get it on video. But, yeah, some of those shots did take quite a few tries, especially when you're trying to kick a ball in. There's one where I kick a ball in from a balcony and a few of them. I kick it over the backboard. So, yeah, those did take a few tries. But, you know, whenever I show up and do a basketball camp, there are about 10 or 15 different trick shots that I can make within a few tries. And, you know, I usually tell people, you know, part of it is just, you know, keep trying, even if you miss a few of them, you know, to keep right on going. And, you know, not everybody makes all their shots, but, you know, most of them I can make, you know, where I'm behind the back or bouncing a ball in, or I juggle three and throw one up into the goal, that I can make within three or four tries. But
well, Tim, what would you tell a young person who's interested in doing something and performing like you do?
Well, I think that now you have a lot of advantages that you can look on YouTube or anything on the internet and, you know, Google it and find out more information about it. But I would suggest to people, you know, to make sure you get a good education, you know, like going to East Carolina or a school that you enjoy going to, and then just doing something that's fun. You know, and then I would also suggest that, especially if you want to be a performer, is to make sure you get up in front of an audience that is going to enjoy what you're doing, such as family and friends first. And then afterwards, you can branch out and do some school functions or maybe churches. And then after a while, you can do the type of show that you enjoy doing.
Thanks, Tim, for joining us, and thanks for letting us pass along your story to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to the university and value to every East Carolina degree, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much, Paul and Jennifer. You guys did a great job, and keep up the great work, and everybody keep listening to this radio show.
Thanks for the plug, Tim.
Thank you.
All right, Tim, you have a good day. Thanks, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
The divisional round of the NFL playoffs kick off this Saturday at 4 on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. Our first game is a defensive battle as Baltimore takes on Tennessee. Following that, Arizona makes a return trip to the Carolinas as they take on Steve Smith and the Panthers.
Deep downfield to the end zone. Touchdown. Steve Smith.
Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles head to New York to do battle with the Giants. And following that, the Red Hot Chargers face the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the Kings of the AM Dial.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today!
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode. This year, we're going to kick those punks off campus.
Don't miss Live at 5 with Troy D. and Ellerby. Weekday afternoons at 5 on Pirate Radio 1250 at 930. Your talk stations. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back into the show. I'm just, wow.
Wow.
Wow is all you can say. Is all you can say.
I wish through the magic of radio we could let people see what he can do.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You have to go to YouTube and check out his videos out there. Just YouTube and type in Tim Nolan, and he's, it's freakish. It's unbelievable. My favorite parts are what he does with the basketball.
I know.
Shooting the basketball over a house and kicking it in from a balcony, and it's unbelievable.
Well, and if you are one of those people who works with youth, he is available for performances too. So that's even better.
Absolutely.
You could see him in person.
You can.
I mean, we all need some entertainment every once in a while. Come on.
Absolutely. Just seeing a guy juggle, 17 tennis balls.
I think his world record is for 11.
11?
11.
And I give him a little more credit.
Yeah.
So. Well, now's the time of the show where we ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your power of pride. But did you know the Alumni Association provides ways for you to reconnect with former classmates and the university? Events and programs are developed and offered each year to alumni to come home to East Carolina, either on campus or with alumni and friends across the Pirate Nation. Examples of these include homecoming, reunions, tailgates, the Chancellor's Tour, golf tournaments. Members' dues support these and other opportunities for alumni to stay connected to campus, to former classmates, and our world-class faculty. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, What are you waiting for? Join today. Call 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at PirateAlumni.com/join today.
And be sure to join us again in 2 weeks on Saturday, January 24th at 10 a.m. right here on Pirate Radio, 1250 and 930, when our guest will be 2008 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient and senior pastor of Union Baptist Church in Durham, North Carolina, Reverend Ken Hammond.
Thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!